Hey, this is Gabe from pornocracy.org. Just here to give a brief introduction to our latest adventure, a foray into audio in the form of a toy review. Elizabeth and I were at the porn store the other day and picked out a new toy and thought it'd be nice to invite you along on the first experiment with it. I hope you like it.
Hi, this is Elizabeth of Gabe and Elizabeth, and we are trying a new experiment, an audio experiment. We've heard product reviews from some other folks. Specifically, I've heard Ellie over at bedroomradio.blogspot.com, who does some very fun stuff and records it so that others can get a rather full experience of the toys that she's reviewing. So we have a brand new toy that we got a few days ago, and we've just taken it out of the box. We were at our local porn shop, which isn't always the best stocked place, and came across a line of toys called Fun Factory. Gabe had heard about this company on I Believe Sex is Fun and had heard some really lovely things about their high quality and about the engineering that went into them and the attention to detail and just kind of a sense of loving care. And so he was real excited about that. I was very excited to hear that from him, and also very excited to see such a cute box. It's just so quirky and fun. It has, across the front, of course, Fun Factory. This line, I think, is called Fresh Vibes. It has the urging down at the bottom of the box. It says, love yourself. And it has a very cute cartoon snake on it with an apple. There's several, you can read the description in several different languages. This has the description. The title is, It's Me, and You Can Have Me. What do I have to offer? My sensational design makes me gorgeous. My durable, powerful motor makes me strong, and my intense vibration makes me irresistible. While my ergonomically formed control element flatters your hand, I will stimulate and indulge you from all angles. I would even like to accompany you to the shower, as my well-formed silicone body is splash-proof. Take me home with you. I want to be with you forever. It's just the most adorable. So it was a rather pricey one for us. I've not spent $50 on a vibrator before, but this little guy is called Dinky Digger 2, and his color is called Racing Green. This is kind of a dark green. Looks like it might be rubbing off in the back. He looks a little rubbed, but he's a very cute little otter-shaped fellow. Just adorable. And he's holding a little... he's shaped like an otter. He has a nice pronounced nose, and he's holding a lovely flower. He offers me a flower. Is he a mole? I bet he is a mole. He looks like a mole. And he has a lovely smile on his face. I washed this. The one thing that happened between him and I before we started the recording is that I took him in the bathroom and washed him. And, just the best time I've ever had washing something, because he looked up and smiled at me the whole time. It's very cute. So, he has a wonderful little hand control here. It goes in a full circle. Part of the circle's off. And then he's down his lowest vibrations. And then he gets pretty intense. He's fairly quiet. I don't know if you can hear his humming. He does tend to attract a little bit of lint. But he's got a lovely feel against skin. I've been enjoying him on my boobs. My nipples a little bit as I've been talking. And I've been enjoying him across my pussy. He's got a great, very rounded, but a pronounced point at the end where that nose is. And he can really sort of find some very fun places to stick that in there, even just rubbing against the surface of my slit here. The vibe, the motor's really powerful. It's got a great vibe to it. And the control, you know, some of the vibrators that are a sliding scale vibrator, you know, you get down to the bottom, to the lowest settings, and sometimes it can be a challenge to keep it turned on when it gets down low. But he really holds his spot on that hand control really well. Now Gabe is watching. Now Gabe is watching more closely than he was before, leaning in. What's it like watching a smiling mole slide across me?
It's very happy.
He says it's very happy. It does have a lovely little face. I'm gonna need some lube. It's been a long day. I need lube. Now, all of the sensations that I have described up until now, the few of them have been against dry skin. He does have a nice feel. I pressed him against some of the muscles that have been stiff from driving all day, and he really does work well as sort of a personal massager. And he's about 6 inches long, so I can sort of press him all the way across, and the base can get my clit, and his little nose is somewhere down around my anus, and really does have lovely sensations all throughout. So now I'm moved up. And all the little bumps and curves of his hand and the flowers are really nice against my lips. I'm going to try penetration here. He's a little... Oh! It was very fun to just poke in a little bit. He's, you know, your average vibe is sometimes rather long. He's a little shorter than those. He's very thick. Okay, I'm gonna move him in a little bit more. Let's see, I'm gonna get his head inside. Oh. Oh my. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm. Mm. The asymmetry, of course, means you can rotate them around and reach all kinds of different spots. He can point that little nose. Oh my. He's very, very thick down at the bottom. I think right now the rotating motion is is more of a draw than the in and out. Except to come up. I just pulled him out as I said that. To play with my clit. I mean, oh my goodness. It's a very firm silicone. I have another, just a dildo, that is a softer silicone. It's certainly not the cyber skin, but it's got a very similar feel to the texture of skin, the texture of a real cock, just the thickness and give of it. This guy's a lot firmer. He's certainly not like the hard plastic, but doesn't have a whole lot of give. He pushes more than he gives. Now that's interesting. Okay. It's getting hard to concentrate. Instead of pointing mostly with his nose, I've moved him around to rub the back of his head. Against my T-spot, and that's very pleasant. And I've moved his nose around now to that same spot, my G-spot. A softer sensation, but still very nice. Oh my. Now it's definitely an in and out motion I'm using these days. And some of those sensations that come from being sideways, you know, not lining up entirely horizontally with Gabe, you know, and kind of coming in at an angle, if you like, angles against the left side or right side. If you're a vagina, if you have one. Really nice to move his nose. And the back of his head, around like that. I just got a lot longer, so I put more of them in, and it's a really lovely view. And I've been circling my clit with my hand for a while now. So it feels really nice. Oh my. Come in and out. I clamped down on him. It was hard to pull out. Been coming out every once in a while and playing with my clit with a vibe. But mostly using my hand. my non-dominant hand. He's really turning me on a lot. I'm reminded as he presses against my cervix that no, he doesn't have a lot of give. He has a lot of push. Can be very, very nice. I've spread my legs so I can get more. Gabe is enjoying watching. Very much. A little more lube. He has kind of a rough surface. And I'm rather dry tonight. Drier than usual. The little guy has some tension from the weekend to work past, so he's doing a very admirable job. Oh my. I'm gonna play with the vibration a little bit. Where did it go? Oh. Might be hard to do from just any angle, but once your hand is straight on the hand control, it works rather well, even when it's covered in lube. Oh. And this is splash-proof. One of the pictures on the box that transcends words appeared to have been immersing it in water. Now, if his nose is towards the back, you know, you're getting some anal stimulation. If that's your thing. Oh, which I do enjoy. Losing capacity for words. Now I'm just fucking myself with it in and out and rubbing my clit. The uniqueness of the sensation on every side. Now, whether it stays the same or whether he happens to rotate around if you rotate. It's very nice. I can rotate him around in different parts of my legs are shaking. Oh. I stopped rubbing my clit, but that vibe feels really nice. Oh, that's... That might be the longest orgasm I've had from... with vibration involved. Oh my... Yeah. Trying to turn him off. Leave him in a little bit longer. Well, there he goes. Oh. That's a definite thumbs up. Well, thank you for listening. Once again, let's see. This was Fun Factory. Fresh Vibes. This guy was Dinky Digger. A very lovely little guy. And thank you for listening. This is... I'm clamped down so hard on him. Hard to pull him out. Oh, he's very slick. This is Elizabeth from Gabe and Elizabeth. And... Oh, I had fun.
Now the real question is, do you want me to stop the recording before or after I fuck you?
Oh, come on. I'll leave it here. Come here. Pornocracy.org. Have we mentioned that? Oh, pornocracy.org is where this is going and where you can find more vids. And I hope more... Oh, audio. Oh, we've kept... We haven't kept the audio going while Gabe fucks me. Oh, yes.
And of course, I can't guarantee this is going to last very long. As I've been sitting there stroking my cock while I was watching and monitoring the recording.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
So now this is Elizabeth and Gabe from pornocracy.org, and we hope you enjoyed our first foray into audio erotica and toy review.
Mm. Oh, come back and visit us soon. Fast exit. That's gonna make me gasp.